Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to wrap up our four-part series on biodiversity, as written by Anup Shah at globalissues.org. Today we're going to discuss nature and animal conservation. Conservation of ecosystems and the species within them would help maintain the natural balances disrupted by recent human activity. A report from the global conservation organization WWF has suggested that since 1970, the pressure we exert on the planet has almost doubled and the natural resources upon which we depend have declined by more than 33%. Unfortunately, despite the effort put into conservation by organizations and activists, their work can easily be undermined by those who have other interests. This occurs, for example, from habitat destruction, illegal poaching, to influencing or manipulating laws designed to protect species. The current form of globalization has also been criticized for ignoring sustainable development and environmental concerns. For many years, critics, NGOs, activists, and affected peoples have been accusing large corporations for being major sources of environmental problems. Consequently, helping species and the ecosystem to survive becomes more difficult. 3/4 of the world's biggest carnivores are in decline. A study in the journal Science notes that these large animals, such as lions, leopards, wolves, and bears, are in decline due to declining habitats and persecution by humans. In the developed world, most large carnivores are already extinct, while in the rest of the world, most face threats of extinction, locally or globally. Take, for example, the continued declining number of tigers. The largest of the big cats, the population of tigers is believed to have declined by 95% in the last century. Tigers continue to face challenges imposed by poaching, retributive killings, and habitat loss. Tiger bone is also in high demand for traditional medicines in China and some other parts of the world, often based on mistaken beliefs or weak evidence for their effectiveness. IUCN, the International Union for Conservation of Nature, is the world's oldest environmental organization working around the world. Periodically, they produce the IUCN Red List of Threatened Species to highlight species that are extinct or extinct in the wild, critically endangered, or vulnerable. Their data suggests that the global tiger population has declined to an estimated range from 3,402 to 5,140 tigers, revised down from estimates of 5,000 to 7,000 made a few years earlier. The Bali, Capcian, and Javan tigers are already classified as extinct in the 1940s, the 1970s, in the 1980s, respectively. Noting the declines, the BBC released a collective of videos on tigers and other species. They also noticed that the tigers have disappeared from over 90% of their historic range over the past century. They add that the recent estimates suggest that less than 1,000 scattered over India and fewer than 40 are left in China. It's not just tigers either. Rare leopards, deer, and other animals are also being illegally traded, and many other animals are dwindling in numbers. Another iconic animal, the lion, is also dwindling in numbers. The BBC reports that fewer than 20,000 lions now survive in Africa, compared to 200,000 in the early 1980s. Sport or trophy hunting was cited as a major cause of the decline, with males, young or old, primarily targeted. Another reason was the population pressures that have meant encroachment onto lands closer to lions. Tourism has not really benefited the people of such communities, and so they do not see the benefit in preserving them. But a decade later, by 2013, some nations are seeing a shift. Zambia decided to ban hunting of lions and leopards as it sees tourism for viewing the animals alive more lucrative than blood sport tourism. Similarly, Botswana is banning all sport hunting in 2014. While very welcome, it has come only when economics become a factor, which means that populations have to go through unnecessary declines before things are easily done to prevent it. Although almost all species of rhinos has been recognized as critically endangered for many years, the conservation organization, the International Union for Conservation of Nature, the IUCN, noted that in 2009, rhino poaching worldwide was poised to hit a 15-year high driven by Asian demands for horns. As with the killing of sharks just for their fins, whereby the body is discarded once the fin is cut off the shark, rhinos are often killed just for their horns. In some Asian countries, it's wrongly believed that horns have medicinal values. The IUCN is finding some 3 rhinos a month that are being killed. In some places, that number is even higher. In Africa, the total rhino population is estimated to be around 18,000, and in India, Nepal, only 2,400. At the end of 2011, the IUCN declared that the West African wild black rhino was extinct, while a subspecies of white rhino in Central Africa may be extinct. In addition, the last Javan rhino outside of Java is believed to be extinct. Although overall numbers have been increasing lately, various subspecies are still vulnerable to poaching. BMA News, published by the British Medical Association, reported that the near extinction of several vulture species in India. In the 1980s, these birds were the most abundant large birds of prey in the world. However, in the last 12 years, the population has crashed by 97%. In a country where these birds actually provide a useful service by scavenging rotting carcasses, this is seen as a big problem. How did this happen? The anti-inflammatory diflucanac, similar to ibuprofen, was used by cattle farmers as a popular cure-all to treat a variety of diseases. Vultures feeding on carcasses of cows treated with the drug died of kidney failure as it was poison for the vultures. The use of this medication was careless and casual. The World Wildlife Fund for Nature lists toxic pollution, oil exploration, and hunting, as well as climate change, as threats polar bears face. Polar bears are found throughout the circumpolar Arctic and on packed ice, along or near coasts or on islands. The situation became dire enough for the Bush administration in the United States to propose to list polar bears as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. A concern about crashing numbers of particular species of penguins in recent years, the rockhoppers, shows that there are many numerous complicated factors causing this, and it's not always easy to know for sure. In the Falkland Islands alone, the species numbers have dropped from 600,000 to 420,000 in just 6 years, and down from 1.5 million in 1932. But from all their habitats, millions have recently vanished. Scientists are struggling to wonder whether it's starvation due to overfishing, climate change, a combination, or some other factors affecting the species. A report by the world's foremost primate authorities, the International Primatological Society, presented the state of primates around the world. They found that the world's 634 kinds of primates, almost 50%, are in danger of going extinct. Breaking that down further, the IUCN has the following numbers and percentages of primates that fell into their red list classification for species that are deemed vulnerable, endangered, or critically endangered. In Africa, 63 species and subspecies, that's 37% of all African primates. In Asia, 120 species and subspecies, that's 71% of all Asian primates. Madagascar, 41 species and subspecies, 43% of all Madagascar primates. Neotropic, 79 species and subspecies, that's 40% of all neotropic primates. Causes included habitat destruction, the hunting of primates for food, and an illegal wildlife trade. With new species still being found, makes conservation more important. As reported by the University of California, Berkeley, using DNA comparisons, scientists have discovered what they have termed an evolutionary concept called parallelism, a situation where two organisms independently come up with the same adaptation to a particular environment. This has an additional ramification when it comes to protecting biodiversity and endangered species. This is because in the past, what we may have considered to be one species could actually be many. But as pointed out by scientists, by putting them all in one group, it underrepresents biodiversity, and these different evolutionary species would not get the protection otherwise needed. Conservation, protecting, and preserving is therefore more about species in question. It requires the protection of their habitat too, which in turn helps many other species in those same areas. Information on this program and more can be found at globalissues.org. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.